85.
Smooth grooves on the 85 South Show. This is your man, Patrick Storm, playing all your favorite old school jams from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Are you on the phone?
What up, though?
Dion, what's up, man? I didn't know you was on the phone. I was working on my radio voice.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I saw it. Getting all sexy with it.
You know how I do. What's up, boy?
Dion, what's up,
what's
happening?
What's going on? What's happening?
What's head going on? Should we introduce him then and have him come on the phone?
We can do that. Man, all right, who don't know Dion Cole, man? One of the funniest niggas out of Chicago ever
my
in the history.
My grandma.
What? Dion, what's up, man?
What's happening?
You at Uptown this week, huh? Well, April 1st and 2nd.
Yeah, the 1st and 2nd. I want everybody to come out. Oh, everybody.
I wish we could, man.
Chicago, that had moved down there with Warren. Everybody. I want everybody to come out.
Oh, you know, it's a gang of Chicago gangsters down here trying to teach everybody how to step.
Yeah, they all got Warren.
Really? Shit. I wish we could come, man, but we're going to be on Wildin' Out tour, man.
We're on the tour right now.
Wish you much success, brother.
Oh, man, that's what's up, man. Y'all been getting it. And, yo. Yeah,
you hear how more successful nigga talk to us?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Y'all doing, boy.
I hear about you. I'm
y'all tearing the game up.
But, hey, boy, you right on our heels, boy. I hear you. Hey, man, look.
I hear about you.
Yeah, I hear about you. Hey, look, man. We hearing that you got to return it to the Black-ish, man.
They
talk
bringing
to
you
us,
back,
man.
Bro.
Yeah, man, that's great. Yeah, yeah. See, the whole thing was I just had another show before I had Black-ish, and I just had to go knock out that Angie Tribeca show with Steve Carell and Rashida Jones. So I just went and knocked that out because the first season I did both of them at the same time. Then they told me I had to do one and then the other one and then I had to go back. So,
no, they ain't do you like that.
10 episodes.
They told you to choose?
5 episodes.
Mm.
Huh?
I said, they told you to choose?
Well, no, they just was like, well, in a sense, you had to, instead of me doing both episodes at the same time, they was just like, this time, you do Black-ish, and then you leave Black-ish, do Tribeca, and then it was like you can go back to Black-ish. So Black-ish do 25 episodes, so I did 10 episodes of Black-ish, and then I did Tribeca, which is 10 episodes, and then I went back to Black-ish to do the other 5 episodes. So, yeah, I never did leave, but people thought that, but, you know, that's just the perception, but it's all love, you know?
It's all good, man. Just tell them when you working, you got a young brother named DC on Fly who'll do about 3 episodes, you know what I'm saying? Mention your name every show or something, man.
Hey, Dion, what's been the feedback, though, man?
From what?
From all the shows you've been doing. Like, I see that the people
man,
loving you.
Love, man.
Getting a lot of love coming through there.
Yeah, the Tribeca show is like more like Airplane and Naked Gun and that kind of comedy. So it's a different kind of comedy. And, you know, a lot of people like it, man, because it's different. It's not like it on television. And then, you know, Black-ish is just, you know, it is what it is. It's becoming like, you know, it's been a real big thing in our culture as far as television. And
that's what I was just
breaking
about to
grounds
say.
And opening up other doors for other Black TV shows and everything. So
real talk.
I see the whole climate of Black is changing, man. You care to tell us about? I saw they did the police brutality episode, and you know they really going into some harder topics than just the, you know, the typical funny stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, because they, first of all, when you're having a show called Black-ish,
right.
They was kind of like, okay,
skeptical.
What's about to happen here? So you had to kind of like go in it, showing them that, hey, you know, this is not threatening, this is cool. And then they went, oh, okay, we like this show.
Yeah. On the first they season. Thought it was going to be niggerish,
season.
Not Black-ish.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
right,
so
too,
after we proved ourselves, you know, the second season was like, all right, come on. Now let's do words like police brutality, do like the N-word episode,
yeah.
And, you know, just
that right,
touching
that right.
on some bigger topics.
Man, it's congrats, brother. And I got a question because y'all shot this in my neighborhood, my neck of the woods, in Atlanta, Georgia, on the west side, man. Barbershop 3, man. What's
Tell us about the movie. Tell us about the movie.
You
who
know
got
I rolled up
who
on
got the love scene with Nicki Minaj?
You know I rolled up on the scene now, I'm telling you. My folks were like, hey, you know they shooting Barbershop 3? What's up? You want me to go talk to Cube? I said, nah, y'all boy chill, man. Y'all chill. I'm going to go see what's happening.
No, it was live, and shout out to everybody.
Real talk.
Hell, ooh, we was down there in it. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I stayed down there for, like, 2 months shooting out. It was bananas down there.
Real talk.
And it was love, though. Shout out to everybody in Atlanta. Made us feel home, treated us well, kicked it, had their arms open for us. It was dope. We had a good time.
Dion, a lot of people remember you from the first barbershop when you got the hell slapped out of you.
Hell yeah. They slapped shit out of me.
Man, Vanessa slapped shit out of you, barbershop. Man. That was dope.
Yeah, man, it was live, man. I got a cameo on the first one, then I had like a little cameo role in the second one, but for them to extend my role the way that they did in this third one was just great, you know,
just
for them to believe in me and believe that I can hold that down. So,
yeah,
man, it was great, man. We've been on tour, too. We've been all over.
Oh, yeah.
Shopping in Cuba's down in Atlanta, and Cuba not at all of them, but yeah, I was at the Philly one and the Chicago one as far as promoting the tour, and yeah, it's been great, my dude.
Much success, brother.
Hey, let's talk comedy real quick. Tell everybody about that that Chicago scene you came up in, man. You came out with all them funny ass niggas, the Corey Holcomb's, the D-Rays.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah. That was a golden era. You know, I came up
let's talk about
Mac shit. So Bernie used to always be like this. He used to host this room called the Cotton Club and shit. And he used to be like this. The only way you could perform on my mic is if you could follow me. So that was the only way that you get on. So week after week, if you couldn't follow him, then you was out of there. So every week you try to go back up there and follow him. And once you start following him, then he respected you. Then he had this other thing called Midnight Mac.
Yeah.
And that he used to do that.
That was on HBO for a minute, wasn't it?
Yeah. But he had it in Chicago at this place called Miltonier's. That's how it became a show.
Yeah.
And you used to go down there and craft your stuff. And, man, we should just make it happen. You know, being in that era, everybody coming up. You know, my career kind of took off a little quick. I did stand up for about maybe like a year and was on Def Jam and ended up getting kicked off the Def Jam tour because I ain't have enough material. I was doing.
That's why they kicked you off the tour?
Knock jokes. Yeah, I was doing knock knock jokes on the motherfucking Def Jam tour.
Damn.
Because I ain't have enough material. I did all my material on TV.
Knock knock. So. Who's that? Dion. Who called, motherfucker?
Yeah, man, but that was the beginning because, like, soon as they sent me home and shit, I was sitting in the airport with my Def Jam jacket on and hat and shit. And I just was like, "Yo,
I
got to start writing."
Hey, man,
I got to start writing.
But that's part of the game.
And letting them, yeah, that's part of the game. But you got to go through something in order to make something happen.
Real
tough. Without that happening to me, shit, I wouldn't have been writing all the sketches, and I wouldn't be writing for Conan O'Brien, Emmy nominated 2 times, and 3 Writers Guild Awards for writing for Conan and all that.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Did you say nominated for 2 Emmy Awards? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Tell us about it.
Check out my bio.
Huh? Tell us about it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, brother.
Oh man, man, congrats, brother. It's crazy that you nominated for 2 and now you got a Comedy Central special.
Yeah, my special drop, man. That's
what's the name
like
of the
May
special?
Dion Cole's A Cold Blooded Seminar.
Hold up. Let the people hear that one more time, Dion. Let the people hear that one more time.
It's called Dion Cole, A Cold Blooded Seminar.
And it's coming out in?
It's coming out this June.
It's going
to be like either May or June this year on Comedy Central. It's going to be live, baby.
Hey, man, I can't wait to see it, brother. I can't wait to see it.
I got to ask you this, Dion. Because, you know, I didn't see you in the hood in Chicago in them places where it'd be like, you know, we need to get the hell out of here. And I've also seen you.
Baby.
That's
you
what I'm saying. Like, I see you in the hood for real. And then I see you on TV with Conan. I got to ask you just from a real nigga perspective. Nigga, how the hell you pull that off?
Especially with Conan.
Exactly. You with the whitest dude ever.
I just be sitting at the house like, what the fuck?
That's with Conan though. It's some real shit though. Conan just no real motherfuckers. Like he genuine motherfucking people. And I came to him like when we talked and he chopped it up about what we gonna do and how we gonna change the world and get it in. We chopped it up on that, just on some real shit. He respected me. I respected him. We came together, and man, the rest is history. We went through that whole Jay Leno shit together.
But is he cool enough?
Even NBC, huh?
I said, but is he cool enough where you allow him to call you a nigga?
Nah.
He ain't there yet.
He ain't got a nigga pass yet.
Don't get me wrong. He changed my life enough where I told him he probably could.
Okay, then. All right.
But he didn't.
Okay, cool.
You know, if a white motherfucker changed your life, nigga, you'd be like, you know what?
You
call me your nigga, regardless.
You can call me a nigga, like.
Hey, Dion, you ever met a...
in my pocket, nigga. I'm your nigga.
I'm your nigga, nigga.
You ever met a white person that was too nice, you ain't even believe in slavery? You're like, I don't know. I don't believe that shit. Not my white boy, Craig. He hated everybody, really?
Nah.
Come on, man.
Really?
You know how Hollywood be making shit over dramatic.
If he was a slave master, we would have ate at the table. That's how that would have been.
That's funny as hell.
We out here, man.
That's funny, boy.
Man, you
that's
know,
dope,
we on the 85 South show, man. This is the most unorthodox podcast out here. You know, this podcast is for Spanish women with black children. This is the type of, you know what I'm saying? That's Dion,
that's
so
hilarious.
We know 2016 is a big year for you, man. I know you got the insight on what's going on in the comedy world. Give us some projects we need to be looking out for, man. Anybody got some shit coming out we don't know nothing about? Give us break
man,
ground right here.
I ain't gonna even lie to you right now, my nigga. Like, I keep my head so low, man, and keep doing what I'm doing. Like, Steve Harvey taught me that. He was like, man, dude, he was like, don't marvel in your success. He was like, let that success catapult another success. He was like, and then you let that success catapult another success. He was like, that's why you see me on the radio and doing Family Feud, doing the Steve Harvey show and the book. He was like, because I don't marvel in that shit. And that's what I picked up on that. And that's why you see me doing Tribeca and Blackish and my special and Barbershop. Yeah. Because I don't marvel in it and I don't be knowing what be going on. I just be hitting shit and just keeping it moving or whatever.
Yeah.
But I tell you this, though. What brother should be doing, man, is like writing movies, writing TV shows, and putting them together because that's where that money is.
So check this out.
Shout out to my motherfucking dude, the Carmichael Show, Gerard. Wrote that show.
Yeah.
Wrote that show with some of his boys.
That's what I was just about to ask you. You know, comedians sit around and write shit all day.
Yeah, they put their egos to the side and they all collaborated on one show.
Yeah.
And now look at them. They all gone. They all can go do whatever the fuck they want to now. Like, that's that shit that motherfuckers need to do. You know, if people can get along.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Bro, that's crazy that you said Steve Harvey. We sitting in Steve Harvey's studio right now.
We are the children.
Boom. Look at that.
He just let us cook, man.
Won't he do it?
He just let us cook, man. Shout out to the big
won't
unk,
he do
man.
It?
Won't he do it? See, that's dope. Y'all in Steve Harvey Studio.
Right, he don't be here, though. He just, his name is shit everywhere, so. He got magazines and shit, so we here.
We believe he been in here.
Yeah,
we believe.
About 5 years ago, he was here.
Yeah, it's remnants of him being here.
It's a suit in the back. Just gotta. I put it on. It's too damn big for me though.
This dude a fool, man.
You stupid. Oh, that's funny as hell.
Hey, Dion, by fan request, we've got to ask you: who are some of your top comedians?
Top five.
Your top five.
Top five
comedians, dead or alive.
Man, I mean, it's the obvious. You know, it's Richard and Red. And
those are the gods.
Yeah, we already know
gods,
that.
Yeah, Richard Red. Right, so those is in there. But I love Ellen DeGeneres.
Word.
Oh. I love Stephen Wright, George Garland. Those are some great ones. Comics that's doing it right now that I like. I look at comics that be inspiring me, man. When they be writing, like, JJ.
Yeah.
JJ inspired the shit out of me. He's so funny.
No,
dude.
He talking about other JJ.
Nah, JJ from Mississippi.
Yeah.
Living in Atlanta now. JJ, he, man. Earthquake, yeah. Another one of
Earthquake,
the
one of them uncle.
Said inspired me to write a lot. You know, it's Chris Spencer inspired me to write a lot too.
Word,
man, this stuff. But you can, if you sit around Chris for 15 minutes, you're gonna have a new joke. Like, I'm not even bullshit, dude. Chris is fire when it comes to that. Like, fire. So shout out to Chris. But them some of the comics, man, that inspire me to write. I look at them and be like, damn. Man, I feel like writing. I just want to get it in, you know. So yeah, some of the comics, definitely.
Man, well,
but it's a lot more. I just can't think of everybody's name right now.
I already
like
know,
Carlos,
man.
And DC and shit.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I feel you, D.O.
Yeah. Carlos and DC. Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah.
What, Clay? You know
y'all
what I'm
too, man. Y'all.
We on his heel, yeah, Carlos.
Man, that's my nigga, man. Dion come to my birthday parties and all type of shit, man. Come through and show love. It's my nigga, man. Appreciate you, homie.
Man, I ain't nothing, man. Y'all are phenomenal. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep your foot on their fucking neck, man.
We don't have no choice.
Then they gonna stop breathing.
Foot on their neck.
Trying to kill these motherfuckers.
Foot on their neck. You hear me?
Yeah.
Most definitely, man. We appreciate the love, man. You took time out your busy schedule, man. You got all this shit. We think we busy. You got all this extra big shit.
Movies,
and you just
TV,
took your
man.
Time out.
You know what?
Emmy
Talk
Awards.
Man, I appreciate it.
You know where I just came from? I was at the White House.
When all that shit was going
on? White House, my dude. Yeah, I was at the White House. I just landed in Chicago today. We was at the White House.
So
yesterday.
Did you like... Did you like feel extra safe, like knowing some shit was going down? And you like, yeah, they gotta protect not
Dude,
only Barack, they gotta protect me too.
We didn't know what was going on. So we just stopped seeing guns we never seen before, just showing up like guns with monitors on them. Like, I'm like, what kind of gun is that?
Motherfucker had a gun with a gun on it.
Yeah,
with another gun on it. Like, who gonna shoot that one?
It was a gun with a gun on it. Yeah, it was crazy though, man. We was out there for the Easter egg thing. Shout out to the whole Blackish cast. We was out there reading to the kids and hanging out with the president. It was surreal. I ain't never thought jokes would take me there. You dig?
That's
I was in that
up,
like,
man,
jokes got me at the White House. It's crazy.
Really shit.
So,
a black
yeah,
man
don't
tell us at the White House.
Man, you know, and yeah. He got a basketball court on that motherfucker.
No!
Stop playing, man.
Quit playing.
Dude, we was hooping. I got a picture of that shit.
Oh, man. I got to sneak on the White House, man.
Yeah.
I got to sneak on the White House. I got to shoot a jump shot. I would be so scared. I'm going to miss it.
We was hooping. It was crazy.
That's crazy, man. Next time you're in the A, you got to stop by the studio so we can chop this game up.
Man,
live, man.
Listen, y'all ain't said nothing. I definitely come through, come kick it, definitely kicking with y'all. Man, this has been live, and I don't even do these kind of podcasts. You every now and then you'll hear that I done one, but man,
that's why we got the exclusive shit on the 85
yeah,
South
y'all do.
Show
at the old Steve Harvey
this
station.
Hell yeah. This is for this podcast.
I got like buttons, a whole bunch of buttons and lapels.
Hell
and
yeah. Stickers.
It's a whole bunch of bedazzle ass shit in here. Like,
we got them,
what Steve
we got
doing?
Them t-shirts with the hard ass print on the front. Scratch your chest all up. Old birthday hats.
It's a mini ass workout trampoline in it, bitch.
The trampoline little as fuck.
I don't know what that is. With some 2 pound weights. I don't know who that was for.
We got a leather couch that's a futon. You ain't never seen a leather futon.
For real. But
that's hilarious.
It's an exercise bike in the studio, my
but
nigga.
We appreciate you, bro. I swear on everything, man.
Thank
we appreciate
man.
You,
it's
man.
It's all love, fam. It's all love. Thank y'all for the op, man.
Hey, man, we're going to be looking out for the movie. I know it's going to be number one and shit. Carlos Miller, hey, DC Young Fly.
My boy Deion Cole, man.
We
you know what
here,
time
man.
It is.
Thank you, bro.
All right, y'all. Love, man.
Love, bro.
Oh, shit. We back. 85 South Show. It's your man, Carlos Miller. My boy is back in the studio. My nigga, DC yeah. Young Fly.
What's her name?
We back in this bitch like a spine.
Fuck you, man.
You heard me? And I got my cousin in here. My nigga, Clayton English.
Yes, most definitely.
What it feel like?
Man, you know what it is, man. It's that time again, man. I'm glad to be back up here in the studio
man,
with y'all
we
boys,
appreciate
man.
You coming back, man.
Yeah.
I like that jersey, nigga.
Hey, man, yeah. Appreciate it, man. You know, I had to go ahead and get it. I saw a little Organized Noise documentary. Reed Wade had one on. I said, let me get mine on.
Get hey, your whoa. Brave jersey oh, came up, man.
Yeah, man.
Even
yeah.
though they is in Cobb County now.
Oh, man, they moved out there. That gone. Stadium ain't even finna be that. I don't. They think it's finna be safer.
What?
It's not.
It's not.
Out there.
Why? It's on
hey, bro,
boy.
I love the Braves, but I don't even like baseball.
Yeah.
I would rather do community baseball. Service than to watch a whole baseball game.
The whole game?
Hell yeah.
So you'd rather be a slave than watch a baseball game?
No, not that. What? Why we always got to be slaves?
Community service is slave, man. What
I see
about?
What
you
feel did.
You in
right.
the sun picking
no,
up trash.
No,
any
no,
kind
no,
of work
no.
for free is slavery.
No. Not community service when they make you do it.
Oh, yeah. All
right, but now, when you I've been do on a community service and you can smoke a blunt.
What kind of service was that?
I don't think I was just supposed to say that.
Yeah.
They didn't make somebody you do fired. It, though.
No, they didn't know. Oh. I'm a duck dog. Oh, I'm off probation. I'm off that probation. They should have just been watching my dumb ass.
Oh.
I was chilling, smoking weed on them niggas.
Everything.
Ah! Look, I used to pick
wait a
up,
minute. You, they took you out there or you took yourself
I went, I
out there?
I swear on everything. I went to every park. No, it was like mandatory. I went to every park in Atlanta yeah. picking up trash. But this is what I did.
But
right?
on your own?
No, with a whole bunch of other niggas on probation.
Oh. On
listen,
the van.
People who on probation. Yeah, right. in the van. You got to go to the probation
shout
office.
Out to everybody on probation right now.
Yeah.
Who still smoking weed. Turn
right
up.
Now.
Look.
Hey, and shout out people on probation in Little Ass County. Where they ain't even got enough enforcement to extradite you, so they ain't never called gum kid you
real
unless
talk.
You within 50
this,
miles of that city.
But this is what I used to do though. I used Tifton. To go to community service and put like glass bottles in my bag. So when they be like, Whitfield, you ain't picking none up, I just shake my bag. Clink, clink. I'm like, yes, son.
Bro, you like a ghetto genius.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Had like 9 bottles in my shit.
You was
sheet.
The only person finding a glass bottle.
Hey, hey I used to get mad at niggas picking up glass
they thought he was
bottles.
A collector. They
like,
was
like,
hey, man, put that
down.
Shit down, man. You don't know what to do.
Bro, you don't know who listening to this right now.
So?
I got to say
they
it.
They can't bring
nah,
me back.
No, but I got to say it. Shout out to all the probation officers who ain't going to drug test nobody just because
oh,
we
them,
said
them the
shit.
Real heroes.
Them the real heroes.
I could be
right
walking
there.
By them other nigga getting tested. I'd be like, see, you should have had my nigga, man. You lame ass nigga.
Hell yeah. You ever get too cool with your probation officer? Well, I'll see you later, Pam. I mean, Miss Oliver.
Man, I holler at everybody. Pam, I see you,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah.
Felicia, what's you going to be at church? All right, now.
Have you ever been at the probation office that day, don't know about how they money? It be quiet,
well,
boy.
What?
We ain't got that money.
I love this shit.
What you come for?
I don't
that's
know
how
why.
I used to look.
Hey, that's
why
that's,
you came.
That's life rule
they
number 86.
Come.
Don't ever go to probation
money.
Without your money together.
They gotta
that's
come.
That's all they want is their
and
money.
And you
though.
Know to bring the money order. They do not accept cash. You got to bring the money
I
order.
I be paying mine so much. Sometimes they deny me. Nah, we can't take it that much. My nigga, you better take this shit before I
you
spend it on
it?
Some pussy.
You off now? You good?
Nah, I got three more years
on
some
man.
Other shit.
He was
you
he
right,
got off the other probation.
Yeah, he's good.
But he's still on the other probation.
We come good, on, man. You know.
Speaking of probation.
Don't do no Cat Williams shit.
Nah, hell no. Speaking of probation, my boy Kyrie need to put his girl on probation because
why?
He is the side nigga of the month. I didn't write this, y'all. My writers wrote this. I fuck with Kyrie and everybody in the world. But Kyrie, what's wrong, man?
Man.
Shit going crazy. Did you see it?
Yeah. So the side dude then allegedly smashed your poster.
It was Party Next Door. Let's put it out there. Next Door, Party.
The Party Next Door?
It's cranking up.
Oh, man. Yeah, bro. I don't know. His ass might be ass whooping out front in a little bit, man.
The nigga
ain't
with
no
the,
more Party
the matted
next door.
Dread. He got a matted dread. That shit matted.
No, I don't. First, hold up. Wait a minute. First of all, I don't appreciate you calling this nigga the side nigga because. A side nigga wouldn't conduct himself like that.
Okay.
I'm a side nigga. If you the side nigga for a chick and she dating a nigga that's in the NBA, you don't take pictures and expose that.
No.
You protect that.
Yeah. If that's an investment.
So who,
that's
so
an
who,
investment.
So you telling me, okay.
I feel you. He
Party Next Door
up.
Drop the pictures.
Yeah, that's some whole ass shit. What type of nigga laying in the bed
with pussy in the bed, taking pictures of a bitch's wrist.
And then show it.
Then show it to the world.
That's some like, hoe-ass shit.
Then I had this R&B singer in my bed.
Then come get your girl type shit.
You know what I'm saying?
But okay. So pimping dictates he should have just rolled it out with her staying with Kyrie. And then he could have got some of that residual NBA money that was going to get tricked off.
Exactly.
He could have been right there at the game.
Side niggas set themselves up to win in life.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't be out.
Real niggas don't expose nothing. We don't tell nothing on nobody. You are
fans of everybody.
Yeah, we don't fucking.
Short term.
You pull up to the game listening to her music. That's how you do it,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
There you go, right
there.
It's a
two for one, and you sit in the video box.
Exactly. Side niggas know that that's our girl. We don't do nothing to her.
You at the house, but guess who paid for the house?
Me. Exactly.
He did. The NBA dude would pay for the house if your pimping is in order. You at the house not working. And you not paying for the house.
That's them new niggas, man.
You was ready to trick off, though.
I fucked up.
You get paid a lot more money than we know.
You fucked up.
I'm seeing right now.
I got to call her and tell her, put his name on it.
Yeah, because you done got selfish. You think the shit all about you.
But it was his money.
Right, there you go.
But I used his money, but put my name.
Yeah, that ain't no sad nigga. Yeah, that was some
okay,
shit.
Okay, so I'm good then.
That was some real.
Now you think.
Party niggas, though. Okay. Ain't he from Canada?
He's from Canada.
But on some real, that was some real hoe ass shit.
He's from Canada.
You don't be real niggas don't expose no women and shit.
Where you from?
That's the type of nigga who be trying to show you naked pictures with him in it. Look at this bitch. She fine. No,
hey,
nigga.
Man, hey,
bro.
You.
No,
that's
nigga, you in this shit.
He's the type of nigga to show you a porno with him in it. Yeah. It ain't nothing but him. You like, look, bro.
Look, bitch, hey, man, give me some
hold
head.
On, just wait. Look, just look, wait. You going to see her look, in a minute. Nigga, look. Go to where she at.
Hold on. The first 15 minutes is just me jacking off. But wait till she come in.
No, what?
Nah. Wait.
I don't fuck with this type of nigga.
Wait
man.
To what? No. Party next door, boy. You ain't
so
shit, boy.
Bro, hold up. Bro.
That's foul.
Check this
I hate
out.
That
check
shit
this,
so much.
Check the timeline out.
Don't do
the
that.
Bitch part, bro. I hate that shit.
Check the timeline out. So yesterday, everybody laughing and bullshitting about this situation, right? You know what I'm saying? Dude put the picture out. It was like, oh shit, it was crazy.
It was funny.
Then old girl tried to kill herself.
Nah, it's not funny.
Now can't nobody laugh at the shit.
Nah, it's
do you
not
see
funny.
How women will make shit your fault?
Man.
Now he got to apologize.
Hey.
Party next door.
And Kyrie Irving.
I didn't even
got
know
apologize.
All the extra shit, but all that shit was just some sucker shit for attention.
That shit really weak, bro. I don't want to hear about nobody hacking your pay, but let me tell you
that
something.
That is.
Because I fuck with everybody, bro. Right. You feel what I'm saying? Even if it did win the woot, 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 like.
Whatever the fuck that
whoop,
meant.
You can't whoop the whoop on another man's whoop the whoop and put it out there like
nah,
man, that. Man, please explain the rules to the whoop the
say
whoop.
Say it again.
Okay, a whoop the whoop is letting. Okay, a whoop the whoop is letting. I ate that pussy. I ate that
okay.
Buddha. I done
okay.
put my dick in her mouth.
Okay.
I done did all that. That's the whoop the whoop.
Okay.
You can't let the world know that you whoop the whoop.
Right.
Because he's now whooping the whooping.
Right.
You feel what I'm
right.
saying? So
right.
if y'all
right.
both are whooping
so
the whooping, listen.
There's two whoopies.
Yeah, it's two whoopies.
Right.
She's the whoopette. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So if I'm whooping the whooping, but it's not being known, but this is your main whoop the whoop, we are still whooping the whooping.
There you go. Yeah.
You feel? Don't let the world know you, because now you done lost your whoop the whoop. He done lost his whoop the whoop, and now she trying to whoop the whoop.
Right.
Because I feel like it's a certain responsibility that come with whooping the whoop.
Yeah.
Man.
And if she trusts you with the whoop,
hey.
You can't break that trust because she trusts you with the whoop the whoop.
You can't break the trust with the whoop the whoop.
You can't oops a doop with the whoop the whoop. You can't slip up.
You can't.
If she gave it to you.
Because now you done lost the whoop the whoop, and now you got to look for Pamela.
Yep. Oh, man.
Now you pommeling for the rest of your life.
Hey, because you know you only get a few whoop the whoop.
You only get a few.
Everybody get a few whoop the whoops in their life. And then once,
say that again.
Everybody get
one or two.
Man, hey.
Hashtag
whoop
the
whoop.
Hashtag whoop the
if you
whoop,
had
man.
Three whoop the whoops.
Hey.
Shawoody woo.
Let me tell you something. If your partner ever asks you about a girl.
That's what talking about.
Hold up.
If your partner ever asks you about a girl and he said, hey, look. She went whoop whoop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That might not be the one you
Flat.
Need to goddamn.
Right.
You know they gonna ask.
Whoop the whoop.
When the last
That's
time
different.
You got caught up with some whoop the whoop?
Man, I think I caught up the other day, man.
Yeah.
I whoop the whoop. She gonna inbox my other girl. She talking about some we done whoop the whoop. And I'm like, baby, I ain't even whoop the whoop that long with this hoe. You know what I'm saying? bad.
Right.
She talking about a junior whoop de whoop. Right. I'm like, that whoop de whoop ain't true, baby. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even long. I had a protection whoop de whoop.
Right. She shouldn't even be all up in your lady inbox.
It wasn't even a whoop de whoop. It was more like a whoop.
That's it.
He put the rubber on and everything. You ain't really fuck if you think about it.
To be honest, I ain't even whoop the whoop.
Thank you.
I was just so cautious. I was like, we fucking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But when you whoop the whoop, it's raw dogging. Man. You know what I'm saying? Keep the
F a secret. Why not?
Hey!
On the whoop the whoop.
With the whoop the whoop. Hey, fellas, if you go on raw dogging, you whooping the whooping.
Hey, man, if you out here fucking raw, you owe her an explanation. That's the only time you got to explain yourself.
Yeah,
definitely.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. But if you have a rub on, you
ain't owe you shit.
Hey,
bitch.
Man, go on with all them goddamn questions.
They got some new rubbers.
You gonna keep asking me shit over and over again?
They
I'm
got
not
some
finna
new
argue
rubbers
with you?
That cover your whole body like an X-Men costume. Can't catch nothing, nigga.
Not even a breath.
Three people to die fucking around. They say don't put it over your
that
face.
Shit crazy, man.
You gotta leave it like Batman.
Hell nah.
Fly, where the hell you been, man?
Man, I've been everywhere, man. Texas, Ohio.
Oh.
Goddamn Florida.
Wait, you did South by Southwest. You was out there.
South by Southwest.
How was it?
Going crazy.
I heard
that
shit
got like four fights. But it was cool.
You got in fights?
I almost got in like four of them.
Almost?
Yeah. That's
about
a,
what?
Some real
talking
nigga shit. Some real nigga shit. I almost got scrapping about four times.
You know how niggas
shit,
be.
Man.
They just be air
How you
be?
Have four almost fights?
Because that shit be funny when you
it
turn.
It was the same altercation.
When
you
turn
just
around,
kept going back in there.
Yeah. When you turn around and the security guard dump a nigga on the head, you like, all right, cool, we leave. And another nigga trip. And you turn around and the security guard had to dump him on his head. So that's two almost.
You be arguing with the nigga on the way out. I'm going to fuck this motherfucker up. When I come back.
Hell nah.
So
I
the security.
Fuck that motherfucker up before I go in.
I feel you.
So
you
security demonstrated what he could do when he slammed
a
nigga on the head. That's when you was like, I'm good.
Sometimes I just start laughing. I'm like, because if I'm about to say, what the fuck he say? Then my security guard will go right past me and like headbutt the nigga. I just be like, hell nah, that nigga stupid. I ain't tripping on that shit no more. Let's do it.
That nigga got his own security, man.
Hilarious.
That ain't really security like a partner who owed me a
nigga
favor.
Nigga who just don't mind going to jail.
Yeah, one of them niggas.
Man.
You should give a nigga a title so
and
he
his go-to move is headbutting people.
Yeah.
Big
that's
Nick,
good,
you
man.
Security. Hey. Okay, I got security.
Then a nigga be complaining and shit, talking about his head hurt. Like, right. Nigga.
Man, ain't nobody say do that.
Don't tell him you got shoulders, nigga. You gotta use your shoulders.
You got a lot of other body parts. Elbow,
niggas,
fist,
I don't know what that's about their headbutt making niggas
knee.
Like, ah. Now imagine what I do with my hands. I'm like, look, you tripping.
That headbutt is good for that moment.
Yeah, that's
that it. That moment. The follow-up after the headbutt. If you didn't put him down with the headbutt.
If you can knock yourself out with a headbutt.
Yeah.
If you don't do it right.
Simultaneous. Knock both y'all out.
Just stupid.
Whoever get up first is like security. Oklahoma drill.
Bruh, on some real crazy. Shit, though. Not even like on no super famous shit, but when you out and people recognize you for whatever, man, you need somebody there to at least push you out the goddamn way.
Man, I like being.
It be some real crazy-ass yes. people who just run up to you.
I like
and just
being
be
around
talking,
people
like,
that's more famous.
Hell yeah.
I be like, yes.
Hell
they be
yeah.
like, they be like, oh my God, Nick Cannon. Oh, DC, you're cool. But Nick Cannon. I'm like,
the
hey,
white girls
yeah.
be like, Nick, touch my coochie.
I be like, yes.
They say that.
They do say
that's
that.
That's lovely.
I be touching their ass while they touch Nick. I'm like, ooh, she don't even
bruh,
care.
Fly, tell them the story the other night when we came off stage. It was two white girls just in the dressing room
chilling.
Sleep.
Just chilling. Sleep. They had an attitude.
They had an attitude like, why you got so loud? Like, bitch, you're not even supposed to be
I'm
in.
I'm telling that bitch had an ugly ass coat on, like one of them little them foot carpets in the bathroom.
Oh, up, man.
That bitch had on one of them Moses slippers. I said, bitch, you gonna get your 12 disciple looking ass out of here, man. Fuck
how
wrong
you,
with you.
How you liking the tour life, man?
Oh, man,
you know
it's beautiful.
We're on the Wild and Out tour right
yeah,
now.
Man.
Traveling on the road, man.
This nigga.
How y'all doing?
This nigga
how many
done
days
won.
Y'all doing?
This nigga done won about $9,000.
Don't lie to you folks.
Nigga, you done won
lie.
About
nine.
How many? How much you done won?
Probably about four. I'd have lost a lot.
So you done walked away with four?
What y'all gambling
I probably walked
though?
Away with like four.
How long y'all on
shit
the road for?
Guts. We've been on the road like a month and a half.
Yeah.
Okay, so what y'all do, like 30 minute break?
No, we do Well, like, I think the longest we did was, like, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks, and then come home?
Oh, man, y'all got it lovely.
You know, we're trying to, because we still work around Nick shit, too.
Y'all got it lovely.
She be crazy, man.
That's
she
what's
be...
up. So what y'all gambling on, the game?
It's guts. Like two-card draw.
Guts?
Yeah, two-card guts. Poker.
Shit, crazy. You got to really have guts to gamble this
hell
shit.
Yeah, because if you lose, you got to pay the entire pot.
Whatever the pot is. Look, he like, I love that shit.
This shit, hey. All
right.
Thank you, gang. Until your ass start losing.
That shit be going up, man.
You be looking at that nigga like, I ain't paying that pot.
Fuck that nigga.
Fuck you. Yeah, I been wanting to fight you anyway.
But you know what's funny?
So you put it in the pot.
The arguments don't never start when it's $3,000, $4,000 pot. The arguments be on the $5 game, the $10. That'd be funny as hell.
That'd be
like,
hilarious.
We could have $800. Be like, yeah, that's cool. You got that, bro. Go ahead. Do that. Enjoy yourself. Love your family.
Soon as $3,000
pot. But the $30 pot, hell no, nigga, put my motherfucking money back up there.
That shit be turned. But the crazy part about it, we're family, though. Everybody be asking. They like, how do y'all, you know what I'm saying, act amongst each other? I'm like, bro. We really be chilling, bro.
But y'all got space, because, like, when we was on Last Comic Standing Tour, man, everybody pretty much grown, like, and you got room. Yeah. So, like, I feel y'all. So y'all kick it, though. But that's good to know, man. That's
like,
what people want to know,
is in their own,
with y'all.
Like, everybody play their part in position. Like, we know who the shit talker is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We know who the nigga who just want attention is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The wild motherfucker. I'm really the wild motherfucker.
Don't matter who you. It's always one motherfucker in the group that's always sleepy. I don't get that shit.
Who the sleepy motherfucker? All right, so break it down. Break all the shit down. Who y'all got
Matt
on the Rife, tour?
The sleepy.
So,
all right,
so who would you? Because on my tour, I would say I was the HNIC, I felt like. No, I'm just saying, because I was in the back a lot. I bought a PlayStation 4, had a lot of weed, I smoked, the window was open, and I felt good. And everybody else was sleeping, everybody else was grown, and they ain't really kick it. Y'all on some shit with people that kick it.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? We ain't really had, I ain't had that, so how, everybody.
Explain who you, the man is the sleeper one who always think he's broke.
Yeah, Matt sleepy as hell.
He would let
ass.
You check his wallet. I don't have money, bro. You want to check my wallet?
Check my wallet.
I'm like, no, nigga. Let me see it then.
Matt.
He say check his wallet.
He do, man.
Let me see your wallet then, nigga.
Dude, I don't have any money, bro.
You right. I take $20. Like, you right. You ain't have shit in there. You right. Right. Give it back.
Hey, DC be trying to rob the little nigga all the time. Like, Matt, you know you owe me $40. Like, Matt done paid this nigga $210. I'm going to, Matt, don't give him no more money.
Oh,
quit
my
fucking
goodness.
With DC.
I love
quit
DC.
Fucking with DC.
It's
then
fun.
We got, then you know DC. This nigga crazy. I got to tell the story. As soon as we get on the bus, we got the old white dude. You know he don't like black people already. Why DC go on the bus and shit on the bus?
Oh, you didn't know that rule?
Man.
I didn't know that rule. I never been on the tour
bus. Who never told him that rule?
Wait.
You didn't know that rule.
No, this is shit
that's
funny.
That bitch got a flush.
You didn't know that rule.
Hold up. So look.
Oh, that's cold.
DC go shit, right?
I should have like 30
up.
Minutes.
The bus driver
was
like,
you doo-doo.
So he tell the bus driver.
And I made
I
videos
know could,
about it.
He said, I didn't know we couldn't shit. He said, oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did. I looked you right in your face and told you not to use
I said, that shit went over my head. All I heard was, you couldn't smoke.
Hey,
that's it.
Out of all the people on the bus, he hate DC. He just be looking at him. And he got these dentures. He just be clicking them like.
Them bitches be popping out.
So look,
he hated you Flago, shit it on the bus.
Look, bro, Flago
he had
shit
to
on
clean
the bus.
It.
So he had to fix
he had
the
to
toilet.
Clean
right?
it. Oh,
why the nigga was giving
you
us
you gotta train it?
Why he was giving us toilet updates the whole time? Like, yep, ordered the part. It'll be here Thursday, so just can't use the bathroom till Thursday. I'm like, why are you telling me this shit?
Hey, hilarious.
I took mean shit
nigga,
in that motherfucker.
What
mean shit?
That's
it. Like it meant to go in that toilet.
No, I know how foul that shit stank. Like just with the regular shit that was going, when nobody shitting on the bus, and I'd be like, "Who the fuck piss smell
man.
Like this?"
Hey, let me tell you something. That bitch had a flush and tissue. Once I went in the bathroom, I said tissue and flush. So I and
hey,
I
you know
flushed.
What's funny as hell,
you talking about? And that shit
man.
Went down.
Hey, our bus driver used to on the shit. He used to drive for 666. So.
For real?
That motherfucker be trying to see where the weed
this
at.
Dude said.
Our bus driver, we yeah, check on motherfucker. He's sitting there eating chili and driving.
No. The motherfucker,
eating
we
eating chili
got driving,
with a spoon.
He used to drive Sade. He said it was just him and her sister, and they just kicked it, and everybody was cool.
Of course that'd be cool. I want to go on tour with Sade.
You know what's funny as hell about being
we
on tour?
We ain't got no bitches.
Seeing this nigga, like, he ghetto as hell everywhere he go. This nigga take his shirt off.
He ain't never been nowhere.
It'd be funny as hell because we'd be at these nice-ass schools, and they'd be like, yeah, this is the vice chancellor right here. For this nigga, no shirt on, sweat his head. Be like, come here, baby, let's take a picture.
You stupid.
Bro, he got stupid. This shit. Like, we go to play Family Reunion, right? This nigga, like, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Like, in real life, this the craziest, funniest nigga I ever met in my life. We playing Family Reunion, right? This nigga said some shit when ain't nobody looking. She let me play with her titty, and he grabbed this girl titty. Like, he ain't even talk about this shit with her, nothing. I was like, this nigga gonna get us fucking locked up, so, man.
She can't grab his tits. So you can't put that out there now. Now that you said it, now they're gonna be trying to put titties in your hand.
No, it's not a regular. That's why I said it's not a regular occurrence. It's just some shit that he did.
I just love titties.
I'm saying they're gonna come to you now. They're gonna put them titties in your hand.
Big
titties.
That's what I want.
Hold up, let's shout out to the titties. Big titties, little titties. Them get somewhere and sit down.
Better get somewhere and sit down, titties.
Exactly.
I love them. Them titties that could be cut off and you could sell a titty.
Hell
them
yeah.
Them titties.
How about the titty that ain't really a titty, it's just a nipple that's pointing down a little bit?
Ooh, what about them titties where you can tell they sagging because you see the stretch marks?
Yeah, they used to be big.
Them bitches sitting in
them tall titties. Them titties that sit up under their chin.
Hell yeah.
Man.
She can fall
Shout
asleep.
Out to them titties that slide to the armpit when you lay down. Them the real titties right there. Hell yeah. Yeah. Shout out to them black ass nipples that show all the way through the tank top. Them black ass nipples.
I had a white girl.
The nipples you got to dump
nipple.
To get
Hold
it
up,
to come
no
out.
No nipple?
I had a white girl. I was licking her titty and I was just like.
I thought you was about to say you had a white girl with a black ass nipple.
I couldn't find. She had like one of them real. Have you ever had dipping dots?
Yeah.
From the game, she had a dipping dot nipple.
You ever seen them inverted nipples? They be inside.
Uh-huh.
It be shy. You play with it. It come
hate,
out a
I
little bit.
You got to thump it to get it to come
I hate,
out.
I hate the little nipple.
A couple times.
I hate the little nipple with the big ass surrounding. You know
that,
what I mean?
The areola.
What? Yeah, that look.
This the big ass one.
it that big ass surrounding part, but it little here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the extra pepperoni.
The extra pepperoni, motherfucker.
The extra pepperoni.
That shit be crazy.
Shout out to the nipple bumps. You know that keep the titty from slipping out the baby mouth.
I hate hair titties.
Hairy titties.
Yeah, them little hair around the nipple. I'm like, bitch.
We went from two to
You just gotta go ahead and pluck it, man.
She gotta pluck it.
You gotta go ahead and do it. She gonna say ow, and then it's gonna grow back, and two more gonna grow back, and then, I mean, it depends.
I bite them off.
Speaking of titties.
Is that many? It's
what
too
cities?
Many. That's too many.
Name, since we're everybody on tour, name some cities with the
too
best titties.
Many.
Clay, name some cities
Detroit.
With the best titties.
The best titties on the low. Okay, let's see. Right Texas. Now. Rhode Island.
They got,
some
Italian
all
titties.
Types of nice breasts
Italian
up there.
Titties.
Lexington, Kentucky.
Wow.
Lots of nice white titties.
Wow.
I would like to say, let me see.
Wow.
Detroit.
I said Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah.
Detroit.
Texas got nice.
They got some of them Baptist church
Houston.
Titties in Detroit.
Yeah, they do.
L.A. Houston. L.A. got some of them.
Big plastic
them,
ass
He might
titties.
Find some cocaine in them
the
titties.
The more Rubbermaid ass titties
like,
in L.A.
Bitch, you smuggling cocaine in them titties.
Yeah.
That's why I got them green veins, bitch.
That's how I pick
overdose.
That's how I pick my favorite cities, man.
Overdose with the varicose.
Hell nah.
No.
Where else? Any more we leave out?
Places with nice.
I think Memphis got some. Nice
Memphis,
titties.
They got some gangsta ass titties. In
man,
with the one gold tooth.
Yeah,
any bitch with one gold
tooth.
That's some big titties. She done murked the nigga before.
Yeah. Shout out to all the bitches.
The nigga one.
Shout out to all the bitches with blue braids and big titties.
Yeah. Them titties from Memphis will tell you to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Anybody, any bitch with blue braids and big titties, she done had syphilis.
Bro, what was that one? What was that school we went to? No, in Ohio. You remember we went to that school in Ohio, all them white girls had them big ass titties and all big ass booties and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, and I was
This
and,
shit was like was, it was scary, man.
I was in them titties. Yeah. I was like, ooh.
Motorboat.
Hell yeah.
I loved it. Even though they smelled a little witty.
Yeah.
But it was straight.
That's really what make a city. Like,
titties
how
be,
good.
But they need to come out with titty deodorant specifically for
yes.
titties. Nobody want lick a titty and taste Dove.
No.
That's nasty.
Put my Yeah, they need titty deodorant.
What are some of the cities with the best weed?
I don't know my PO list.
I know.
You know what? You know what?
Atlanta. Atlanta don't get the credit that we deserve for having some fire ass weed.
I'm gonna say that.
By the time this shit get down here, that shit be.
I'm gonna say that repeatedly.
Atlanta got some good ass weed.
I went to them. You know what? I don't know what it is. The place that have legal weed, I don't know if the weed extra fluffy, and maybe I'm not rolling enough of it. But it just don't feel like it's doing its job all the way. Like here, it seemed to be a little denser. Cali was super cool. Yeah. Denver, I wasn't that. It didn't impress me as much. It was some cool things about it.
I had some nice shit in Rhode Island before.
Yeah.
People think
and
I'm
Pittsburgh.
Crazy.
Pittsburgh, where it's cold at?
Yeah.
Okay. Pittsburgh,
they got their dry kush up there.
Kentucky.
You know what? They got a lot of good weed in the Bay.
Yeah. Bay, of course, man.
They
I like
give
the
you
Bay,
weed.
Man.
They giving away weed in Oakland.
I like the Bay.
I love Oakland. That's the most thugged out city.
It is, man.
They got some good ass weed in the Bay.
Rest in peace, Mac Dre.
Hey.
Come on, man. For real. Hotter than steam. Well,
what about the best food, though? Y'all ain't had the best food.
I like places that got their own food. Like New Orleans got their own style of food. That's a city with their own style of food.
I like California. I done been to Doolin's. Them folks overfeed you. It's in the hood.
What is that?
Doolin's.
It's in California?
Yeah,
it's in L.A.?
It's in California.
I ain't been to it. Okay, what about here?
Somewhere?
What about in Atlanta?
The best food
Big
in Atlanta?
Daddy's. Shit called Big Daddy's off of Old Net.
I don't know.
Good soul food. See, I'm a soul food type of
man. I like Busy B. You don't like Busy B?
I ain't been there.
I'm so Mississippi. I can't even go to no restaurant to eat no soul food because I be like, nah, I ain't fucking with this.
Oh, they got rooted chicken too.
I like to eat my soul food outside on the porch, nigga. It's better than it's better.
I'm soul food, man. Bitch, you feed me some
Maryland,
chicken.
Them crab cakes, them real crab cakes.
Okay. You know what? When it come to food, I don't think no place fucking with New York because you can get some good ass food for $1.
Nah,
right outside. If you ever hungry and you in New York, that's.
I just say they
you
good
ever
for them
hungry,
big ass
it'd be
slices
super
of
mediocre,
man. It'd be a bunch of shit. It's a
it'd
lot
be
of
super
shit.
Mediocre.
Them folk walk
it's the
fast
definition
you can't
of
catch
average.
No female in New York. You're like, hey, hey, hey. All right, that bitch already
it's the definition
street.
Of
shit.
Average. Everybody got somewhere to go. Yeah.
You fuck around, get hit trying to talk to a bitch out there.
That's why I'm going to just text her.
St. Louis got good food.
St. Louis do
I fuck
got
with
good
that
food.
Emo's pizza.
Yeah.
White Castle, them chicken rings.
That gooey cake.
Slap a bitch.
That cake, you ever had that gooey butter cake?
I don't know.
Nah, St. Louis, man, that shit's so fucking good, man.
You ever had pussy cake?
Yes. It came with
the
whoop
de
whoop.
It came with the whoop de whoop. Oh, man, that's the best, man.
What else? This was a lot of dope-ass places we've been, man. Florida was a fool, too.
Yeah, Florida got some
Florida
good
was
food.
A fool, man.
Yeah, Florida. I mean, you know, I'm from there, so I got
I love. You know why
so
I love Florida? Because the women in Florida love the fuck. They just walk around with drawers on all day and just looking good as a motherfucker.
Hot.
Ain't shit to do. But
go swimming.
Can't
take
and
off
fuck
enough
something.
Clothes.
Can't. Shout out to Florida.
Oh, man.
You know, Florida look like the dick just hanging off the United States.
But you know,
anyway.
Florida different though. The further north,
don't it just look like a dick just hanging off? Like,
that's America's dick, man.
It's America's dick.
The further north you go in Florida, the further south it get. The more racist they are up top.
It's on south too.
Oh, that fucked up. Florida just America over here talking about we'll fuck something up.
Bust dog.
No, you won't. Shut up.
Look at that little Florida dick. You ain't got that. What you gonna do?
Hey man, y'all like the stupidest
Texas
people I
like,
know.
Texas man. Like the pussy. That big ass pussy.
God damn.
Texas got that little Kim pussy.
Yeah, that little Kim pussy. Ooh shit.
In Texas, everything bigger in Texas.
Hell no.
That shit
man.
Crazy, man.
Including the monkey.
Clay, tell the folk what you got going on, man. What you got coming up
this
next?
This nigga out here winning, bro. He on the load, the nigga getting all the auditions, all the movie roles.
Man,
I ain't putting the boy
I
on
got
shit.
Like two movie roles I just did.
What you about to do?
I'm
Fly?
On the road, fam. That's it, man. That's
TV One, man. And a little audition for
you about to be on TV talent. One?
Trying, man. I got audition.
Bro, you
man.
On Unsung already?
Nah, I ain't on Unsung.
Damn, what happened?
Hell nah.
They ain't
DC
give you
Young
enough time,
Fly, behind the music.
They ain't give you
like,
enough time, man.
I play me up. They gonna be like, he had a hit song. Play. Hell nah.
Hey, I don't never want them to shoot no shit about me where they zoom in on my face slow. Do not. Hey, I don't give a fuck if I did die. However tragic it was, don't you zoom in on my face slow.
Nigga.
It all began when he started to dabble in drugs. And then the zoom in started. Oh, this nigga's dead. We know we ain't gonna hear from him.
That's when it all changed.
And from there, it was all downhill.
You'll be watching Unsung, bro.
I be watching that sad ass shit. He be like, yeah, they were hot for a good 3 months, and then they just crack cocaine and some other shit. Like, fuck them up.
I like Unsung all the way until they get to the end. Would a nigga still be trying again? Yeah, I make a few beats. No, nigga. No. Stop.
Like, bing, pow, bing, bing, pow. Like, yeah, that's a crack beat.
The
right
shit
now
they be up to now, be like, man, fuck that. Them niggas
wasn't
never
be working
good
at Walgreens.
So I started using drugs, and that's when I started experimenting with music. Let me hear some of it. I didn't actually make it.
It didn't come out.
I still got mine on the floppy disk.
It's all
that's why
up here.
It's on the floppy disk. It'll never be used. Like, man, you'll get your dumb ass on, man. And break that shit.
Oh, man.
So, man.
Hey, okay, man, what you got going on, Carlos? Tell the world, man.
This is the 85 South Show.
Yes.
And I'm Carlos Miller. This is what the fuck I got going on. I make podcasts now. You feel me?
So you done,
I'm in the podcast.
You in the podcast, dude.
This podcast right here, this is for women who got more tissue in the bathroom garbage can than they have in the actual bathroom.
That's a lot of throwing away shit that you don't want nobody
exactly
to see.
Shout out to all the niggas who can't rap, but they believe in themselves. That's all it takes.
It's a few
if
people
you,
that
if
could.
If you take that same faith and put it to somewhere else, you'll be somebody.
You'll be somebody in
you know,
life.
Maybe they won't, though. Maybe because they just won't be shit. And rap is the only thing where you can maybe not be shit, and people exactly just believe it long enough for you to actually be shit.
The crazy part about that shit sounds so
it's
true.
It just sound like the shit'll work.
Just, I'm just saying, man.
Like,
don't,
you know you ain't shit, but you put enough effort into not being shit.
Did you can be
end
shit?
Up being
there you
some
go.
Shit.
There you go.
Right. So basically, don't ever not believe that you ain't shit.
It's some people that lucked up on some hits out there.
Cause you can be a successful not shit ass nigga.
Oh man, it's some very successful not shit motherfuckers.
Who?
Oh, motherfuckers that just ain't never had they own shit, but always got some shit.
They just
Memphis Bleek.
Hey, this my house. Hi, this ain't your house, nigga. You ain't never had a house. I know I'm staying here,
but
yeah.
Who
it
the fuck is, you never see the person
the
who
label.
There.
The label Memphis paid for this.
There you
that's
go. Yeah.
Label.
What label?
The label.
What label?
The
to
one
them, it's called the. Stupid. I hate
the
when somebody
label
correct me. That's the. Bitch, this say the.
You know one
what
thing.
What kind of deals are people getting to, man? I just got a deal. But they don't ever have specific.
Well, I heard an $8,000 five album deal.
What?
I said, who?
Hold up, nigga. Somebody got an $8,000 five album deal? That's some street work shit
slap
right
them
there.
And take their $8,000 so they can run into their label.
$8,000 for a five album deal?
I don't want to meet no more niggas in Atlanta who tell me they the CEO and then say, yeah, I'm the CEO. These my artists.
Artists.
Nigga, you don't have no motherfucking artists.
It's artists.
Don't fuck nobody career up out here calling them your artists. I slap the shit out
they
of
them. They put an IS on that motherfucker. These my
artists.
These
my artists right here. I'm the CEO. What the fuck does that mean?
No,
the
we
computer
got a few
at
artists
my house.
Hey, and stop coming out.
Yeah.
Nigga, right, man, my shit about to come out. No, it's not.
And if I meet
it's
one
not
more nigga
you
that tell me.
You're not coming out.
I know you
out,
heard
man
this shit right here. Yeah, man, we was going to drop the single, but it got leaked. Who the fuck leaked the single?
Who told?
You did.
Wasn't nobody even waiting on
you
the goddamn
it, you,
single. Who
you
leaked
put
it
on SoundCloud, your damn self, motherfucker.
You can't leak your own shit.
Man, you know they trying to bootleg our shit. Who bootleg?
Who?
You, man? Who the fuck
somebody
done
put my shit on YouTube, bro. You believe
get the
that?
That shit got 438 views.
And they got 4,000
followers.
That
is not
followers
affecting the drop date.
And they got 4,000 followers. Talk about somebody leaked my shit.
Then
no,
you
nigga
go to SoundCloud. The shit has 17 plays. Yeah,
what?
Nigga stole
shit
my
boom
shit. Who the fuck stole? Nobody even heard the
boy
shit.
But that shit booming
nobody
on SoundCloud.
Listening.
No. It's got 17 views from you checking that bitch.
Shout out to the niggas, man. The intro, the tape. Niggas.
All right.
Like,
we out
you
this
already
bitch
know who it is.
Is this the 85 South Show?
When does this shit come on, man?
This shit come out every Friday. You don't never know when it come on.
We added shit as soon as we in.
When does this shit come on, man?
Hey, man.
I don't even know what dates to plug.
I'm the CEO.
Plug. I don't
these
know what
artists
dates to plug. I don't
hey
know what dates
a
to plug,
hey,
man.
My name is Carlos Miller. I'm the CEO. These my artists.
I'm DC on Fly. I'm the prez and the vice president because we ain't got no vice president.
He the
president.
CFO.
I'm Clayton English. I'm in charge of
no,
A&R.
I'm the UFO.
He the COO.
I'm the UFO.
You in charge of the uterus department.
Big. Flabia.
All hey we do right now is specialize in making other artists that's kind of like other artists.
You know what I'm
saying?
Hey,
you might have seen Designer. We worked with him, and then the nigga left us. Some bullshit, man. We was the one told the nigga. We said, nigga, look, you... you what you're doing is fine, but you should do it like somebody else that's already doing some shit.
And we buy niggas some shoes to make it seem like we got money.
Motherfucker, oh, right.
Nigga. Because I got a plug.
We don't really buy them to them. We just let them hold them. Lowe's got a lot of shoes. So right. We let them hold them.
Let me give them the message, y'all.
Go ahead.
If you want to listen to a podcast where the cameraman ain't all in the motherfucking videos.
The cameraman got a stand, nigga.
Niggas ain't talking all over each other. You can hear some crispy ass audio.
Yeah.
Fuck with the 85 South Show.
Yeah.
I'm Carlos Miller.
And if you want to post on Instagram, even though you signed us, you still got to pay me $5,000, bitch. Coming out your check, ho.
You want to work in a real studio? You want to see real hoes? You want to eat real food? I know you tired of little wings and shit. Look, everybody can't live off Hot Pockets. I get it. We over here every day, nigga. Every day we out here eating pizza and not hot and ready. They ain't hot and ready. They was made in a brick oven.
Yeah.
I got you a
promise. By a nigga with a mustache that curl up.
I got you a promise. You want to meet that man right there?
Yeah.
Look, go over there. Go over there, nigga. You want to meet him? Then be signed to us,
motherfucker. Right. All right. I'm saying this in concussion, my nigga. The streets ain't made for everybody. So get your puss ass on the sidewalk.
Nigga like me to drive on the sidewalk, bitch.
All right, man, we out.
85.
85. 85.